Welcome to the Cool English Podcast, where I bring you English vocab, culture, pronunciation, and much more.
Hello, I'm John, your host and the creator of Cool English. Whether you're learning or teaching English, join us for a fun and informative journey every week. We cover a range of topics to help students and teachers of all ages. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode. Hello, everyone. Today we're going to be talking about for versus since. These are tricky words that can be a little confusing, as they can be interchangeable sometimes and sometimes not. So let's get started. For, F-O-R, is used to measure the duration of something or how long something lasts. And it has a start point and an end point and can be used in different tenses. It can be used in simple past, present perfect, future tense, and so forth. As an example, you could say, I lived in Miami for 2 years. That means it's finished. I don't live there anymore. But I could also say, I've been married for 10 years, meaning that I'm still married. I will visit you next week for 2 days. That's a future tense form. So we use it in many different ways. The other one, since, S-I-N-C-E. This is used to talk about something that started in the past and continues until now. So it's used for a starting point, pretty much predominantly used with the present perfect tense or the perfect tense. With since, we need to use points in time instead of periods of time. So with for, we were talking about things like how many minutes, how many hours, how many days, how many months, how many years. With since, we talk about points in time. So you say, since 8 o'clock, since Monday, since February, since 1982, since I left school. And we're saying that this started at that point and it continues until now. So, you know, hey, I've been waiting since 2 p.m. I've been studying English since 1989. So anytime you talk about a point in time in the past and the duration of that, you know, started in the past till now, we're going to use since. If you're talking about the period of time, you know, the amount of years, the amount of minutes, we're going to use for. This is common when we answer questions about how long, right? So someone might say, hey, how long have you lived in your home? And you could use either for or since in that context. You say, well, I've lived in my home for 10 years, or I've lived in my home since 2014. They're both correct. Just don't mix them. You might be asked, how long have you known your best friend? Oh, since I was a kid, or for 20 years. So for or since are common to answer the question of how long. Let's take a little test. So I'm going to give you either a period of time or a point in time. And I want for you to try to think, should you use for or since? Example, what if I said Sunday? Well, you should use since because it's a point in time. So you might say, hey, I've been waiting for your call since Sunday. Next, 10 years. 10 years, we should say for. You say, you know, I've been training basketball for 10 years. If you talk about a period of time, and that could be minutes, hours, days, months, years, centuries, we say for 10 minutes, for 8 hours, for 5 days, for 6 months. If you talk about a point in time, that could be a time like 8 o'clock or Monday or February or 1982, we're going to say since. I hope that helps with these tricky words, for or since. Remember, there's lots of review at coolenglish.net with games, pictures, and videos. And stay tuned next week for more on the Cool English Podcast. Have a great week.
Do you want to learn English?
Cool English.
Do you want to learn
Cool English?
Cool English, dude. English.